We've read the story of Palm Sunday. We've known it since school days. But what's it all about? What's the true meaning of Palm Sunday? Why did it happen? What is the significance of it that we celebrate something that happened over 2,000 years ago? At the time, it was the time of the Passover, and Jerusalem was crowded with people. Thousands, possibly a million people were camped around Jerusalem, all coming ready to celebrate a Passover. The highlight of the year, they came to worship at the temple. There was a buzz in the crowd, and they were asking one simple question. Was he going to come? Is he going to come? Is he coming? Will he come to take David's throne? Will he set us free from the Romans? It's been 1,000 years since David's throne was occupied, and there was a golden age in Israel with peace, prosperity. David was a man of the people, a man after God's own heart. He was a wonderful warrior. He was a humble man. He was a caring man. He was a shepherd. And he was also a songwriter. His songs were topping the charts. The one we've just sung, "The Lord is my shepherd." All Israel was singing it. It was a wonderful time. And Israel were longing for that again, because after him had come trouble and problems. Exile. The country had been overrun by the Greeks, the Syrians, the Babylonians, the Egyptians, and eventually the Romans had taken power. They were in control, and they believed that Jesus was such a leader who was going to deliver them from the Romans. Was he going to come? He was a brilliant teacher, always defending the right and God's law. He loved children, performed miracles, and guess what? 3 days before, he's just been in Bethany, and he's raised his friend Lazarus from the dead. And he'd been dead 3 days. Surely, this is an opportunity. And so we see Palm Sunday was nothing else but Palm Sunday. They wanted Jesus to be their king. It was nationalism. Stark nationalism. How do you know that, you say? We didn't read it in the text? No. But what? We know because what the people said and what the people did. Jesus said in Luke 12:34, "Where your treasure is, there is also your heart." So how you act depends what's on you. John 6 and verse 15, Jesus says, "Therefore he perceived what was in people, and he perceived that they were going to take him by force. And so he departed to a mountain." The day began, of course, in a little village called Bethpage, where Jesus told his disciples to find a donkey. "Take the donkey," Jesus said. And they asked the inevitable question. What should we say if somebody tells us to take the donkey? And Jesus simply said, "The Lord hath need of him." When the two disciples went, that was the very question. "And the Lord hath need of him." This was a donkey that nobody had ever ridden on. It wasn't broken in. Jesus was in control. Jesus, the one who controlled the winds and the waves, controlled the fish in the sea. He was Lord of all. He was King of creation. Now he was just going to control the donkey. But in response to the question, "The Lord hath need of him," that's one of the challenges of Palm Sunday. Well, Jesus says, I have need of you. Jesus wants you. And he calls us to be his disciples. The question is, are we prepared to be his disciples? Are we prepared to do his bidding? And so, he came. And how do we know what they did? Well, they laid their cloaks down, didn't they? They waved palm branches. And in Luke's Gospel in chapter 19, it tells us they took their coats off. Why? Well, historically, when Jehu was proclaimed king, his servants and his soldiers took their coats off and laid them in the path because they were saying, we are subservient to you. We acknowledge your king. We're prepared to undertake your rule. And it was a sign of taking their rule. Why the palm branches? Well, it was part of their Feast of Tabernacles, the time that they left Egypt. And when they came and crossed the River Jordan, what was the first city that they conquered? They conquered Jericho, which was the city of palms. And it was a sign of victory, a sign of peace. It was a sign on their doors of the temple. And they took them down and they said, he's coming. He's coming. And it's a sign of peace. And they came. It's a joy at the provision of God. And they were rejoicing that he was a king and a savior. The king has come. And they said, Hosanna. Psalm 118, which literally means, save us now. We need saving. We need saving from the Romans, they said. Save us now. Hosanna. Hosanna. And they were praising. That's what they said. Hosanna, save us now. But the leaders objected. The religious leaders tried to stop the praise of God. The religious leaders were jealous. And jealousy is the theme of Easter week. Jealousy was responsible for the first murder in history when Cain killed his brother. Jealousy was responsible for the worst murder in history when they delivered Jesus up on Good Friday. And so it began on Palm Sunday. They were jealous that Jesus was getting all this praise and adulation. And Jesus said the very stones would cry out if people didn't give praise to God. Can't keep the people quiet. But they did. That's the triumph of Palm Sunday. That they welcomed Jesus as their king. But what was the tragedy of Palm Sunday? They saw what they wanted to see. A professor was giving a lecture. And he spent 10 minutes talking about battles, Waterloo and their dates, Trafalgar and all sorts of other battles. Then all of a sudden he wrote something on the board and put it down and asked his students to write what they saw. And the overwhelming majority wrote Battle, 1814. He then lifted up the board and said what he'd written was Bottle, 1814. People, and we are all the same, see what we want to see. That's the trick of the magician. And on Palm Sunday, that was what happened. People saw what they wanted to see. They saw the king coming to conquer Jerusalem. They failed to realize what the Bible said. They believed what they wanted to believe. They didn't know God's word. They didn't know what we had read to us, Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, riding on an ass upon a colt, the foal of an ass. They saw the king, but they dismissed the donkey. Jerusalem has been conquered 22 times in history by all sorts of people. And in 1917, it was conquered by the British, General Sir Edmund Allenby. And there he is, going into Jerusalem through the Jaffa Gate. Two interesting things about it is that he's not riding, he's walking. The second thing is, you'll see a big gap to the side of the Jaffa Gate, which was a little thing, because previously the Germans had conquered it and the Kaiser couldn't get his Mercedes through the narrow gate. So what did he do? He knocked the wall down. And that wall is still knocked down so that he could drive his machine. But Allenby was very different. First of all, historical records tell us that because of the Turks, he dismounted. But that's not what actually happened. In Isaiah 31, verse 5, it says this, as birds flying, so the Lord of hosts will defend Jerusalem. Defending it, he will also deliver it, and passing over it, he will preserve it. And what was significant about that? The very first time the Turks who had conquered Jerusalem had ever seen aeroplanes. And aeroplanes were used by General Allenby to deliver the city. A conquered city. And he used the aeroplanes to send leaflets over the city. And he'd written on the leaflet simply, surrender the city today, Allenby. But when they translated it, the interpreters didn't write it quite right and called Allenby, which means Son of God. They wrote it, surrender the city today, Son of God. And Allenby walked into the city. Why did he walk into the city? Because he said, when Jerusalem is conquered, my Savior will ride on a horse. And Jerusalem was taken that day. And the British captured it in fulfillment of Scripture. But Palm Sunday, there you are, Allenby, which means Son of God. But the tragedy of Palm Sunday is Jesus wasn't coming to conquer the city. Not this time. He will come, as we've been reminded already, in the future, to ride on a horse and conquer the city. But he came. Why? Well, he saw what was in their hearts. And before he entered the city, the significance that we forget of Palm Sunday is that he wept. He wept over the city because he knew their hearts. He knew what was going to happen to them. He knew their future, that the future of the city was death and destruction. He knew what they were all about, and they wanted him to be king. And so he travelled down the Mount of Olives. He entered the city through that golden gate, a gate which has been blocked up ever since. a gate which people believe will Jesus will ride through when it's opened again. Down the hill, through the Kidron Valley, up into the city. And he went through the city. And when he came to the city, he turned left and not right. They were expecting him to come and to go to the fortress of Antonio on the right as he went through the Golden Gate to sort out the Romans. But he turned left and went into the temple. And the people were amazed. They thought he'd come to conquer the city, but he hadn't come to conquer the people. He turned left and right. Jesus came to sort out their hearts. Because the temple had become a den of thieves. It had become a place to make money and not to worship God. They put God to one side. They weren't interested in him at all. All they wanted was freedom from the Romans. They rejected God. And their hearts needed to be changed. They were only interested in peace and prosperity, but they weren't interested in worshipping God. And so Jesus came, and he turned left and went into the temple, to sort out the temple, and said, "This has become a house of prayer." And that's the reason he came. They wanted a king to set them free from the Romans, but he came. And the challenge of Palm Sunday, what sort of Saviour did they want? They wanted one to free them from the Romans for peace and prosperity and wealth. And Jesus came as a Saviour to sort out their hearts. And the challenge for us of Palm Sunday as we go into Easter week, what sort of Saviour do we want? A Jesus that will sort out our hearts. That will bring us peace and eternal security with God. Or do we want a Saviour that's going to give us peace and prosperity and sort out Brexit and the like? What do we want? That's the challenge of Palm Sunday. The tragedy was that they saw what they wanted to see. What do we see in Palm Sunday? Do we see a Saviour who came to save us from all our sin and set us free and give us eternal peace? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we have seen beyond Palm Sunday. We have seen the reason you came. To go all the way to Calvary. You wept at their hearts, Lord, because you knew what was in them. Lord, you knew what we were like, and you went all the way to Calvary to die and to save us. Thank you for that. Lord, speak to us. Help us to be your servants, to worship you in spirit and in truth, and to seek you as King and Lord of our lives. Lord, just to honour you, to metaphorically put our cloaks down and wave those branches of palms as you come into our lives, and to own you as King, that you might rule our lives, that our aim might be to worship you, to serve you as the King and Lord. So speak to us by your Spirit, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing our hymn, "Oh Lord, Glory, Lord, and Honor." To thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas sing.